Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm very happy to be your meditation teacher this morning. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please take your seat, whether you're seated on a cushion, on the floor, or in a chair, both are fine. And as you do, I want to just share with you something we've been talking about over in the Open Heart Project Sangha, which is a program within the Open Heart Project that you are very warmly invited to join. It's more regular practice and access to the archives of now. There's over 1,000 videos in the Open Heart Project, y'all. It's a lot. So anyway, every month we have a theme, and we investigate in big and small ways how to bring that theme into our lives. And this month that theme is discipline, which is a word that makes most of us kind of shiver, like, I don't have enough of that, or I'm not good at that, or that means doing things I'd really rather not do, but making myself do them anyway. But interestingly, in Buddhist thought, discipline is synonymous with joy. So that is something really interesting to contemplate. And there's a particular kind of discipline that I want to comment on right now that I see is in great need by myself and many, many others. So what I'm about to say relates to the difficulty that many people are experiencing now in the wake of the recent presidential election in the United States. I'm not saying that their difficulties, you know, a lot of people are having difficulties no matter what their beliefs, so this is not, you know, a political statement by any means. And if this is not you, fast forward to the meditation. You do not have to listen to this. But for those of you who may be experiencing undue anxiety, agitation, worry, understandably, I want to urge you to recall the discipline of self-care. I've heard from many people who feel that unless they are parsing in minute detail the political and societal scene from moment to moment, that they're abdicating their responsibility as a responsible citizen who wants to stand up for what he or she believes is right. And I want to tell you that if you do not take care of yourself, you are abdicating your responsibility to me and to the rest of the world, because we need you to be strong and brave and clear. And at the foundation of those qualities is self-care. So for many people, self-care takes, you know, we sort of default to one of two extremes. Women especially do this, I've noticed. We either say to ourselves, everyone else comes first and I will put myself last, or everyone else comes last and I will put myself first. This is me day, y'all. So I want to really, really, really invite you to explore the middle way and to undertake self-care with the aspiration that when you are balanced and clear and strong, that is when you can be of the greatest benefit to others. So these things are inseparable. So as you go about this day or this week or the rest of your life for that matter, please look at your calendar, look at your schedule for the day, or think about your schedule. Where is your self-care? Please be very disciplined about bringing that into your day. It can be something very small, like I'm going to eat a really healthy lunch, or I'm going to take a walk this afternoon and just leave my phone somewhere else. To other things like, I am going to get off social media for the weekend. No one is going to freak out if you do that. Protect your mind. Protect your body. And of course, you can bring self-care in large heaping gestures, sweeping gestures like getting a massage or, you know, just sleeping more. Please, please don't forget to take care of yourself. And when you see your brothers and sisters forget, gently and kindly remind them, we need to be there for each other. I am there for you. And I want you to be there for me too. And to be of greatest benefit to each other, we need to be healthy. So, if you're struggling in this way, my heart goes out to you. And I wish you complete liberty to really be loving and gentle toward yourself. So let's practice. Practice, by the way, is the way we cultivate discipline, because we don't usually become disciplined by going, you better be more disciplined. Instead, in this practice, very simple practice, we place our attention on the breath, and when our attention strays, we bring it back. That is the discipline part, bringing it back. So if you worry that you don't have the ability to be disciplined, ask yourself, do I know how to come back to my breath on the cushion, or what I'm paying attention to in my life off the cushion? And if the answer is yes, and I'm pretty sure it is, you have all the discipline you need. You just need to strengthen it. So let's practice. So our practice begins with the discipline of following the instructions carefully. Don't need to add anything. Don't need to change anything. And the first discipline is the discipline of posture. And this doesn't mean you have to have perfect posture, but it just means taking the posture correctly. Don't be afraid of the word correct, in case you are. So the legs are crossed loosely in front of you, or the feet are flat on the floor if you're in a chair. The hands rest on the legs, very simply. And the back is straight and strong. Strength is a discipline. And the front body is soft and open. The belly, the chest, and the throat. Softness and openness are also a discipline. And we can contact the felt sense of both simply by taking this posture. The mouth is closed. The lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose. There's no right way to breathe. There's no wrong way to breathe. The discipline here is simply breathing as you are, without any attempt to modulate. Just breathing. The eyes are open, because this is a practice of wakefulness, which is the ultimate discipline. And the eyes are cast down to a spot 2 to 6 feet in front, say, given the distance of your screen. And just let the eyes rest. Rest is a discipline. A beautiful, wonderful, powerful discipline. We're practicing it right now. Your mind will continue to think things, no problem. If you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, it's fine. You just notice that. Noticing is a wonderful discipline. When you notice that this has happened, say to yourself silently, thinking. Regardless of the content, let the thought go. It does not matter at all. And gently bring your attention back and feel the coming back, particularly carefully in this session. That is the discipline arc. Gently bring your attention back to your breath and begin again. Take a fresh start, feeling the breath come in and flow out. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you for practicing together. And I would just like to invite you to join the Open Heart Project Sangha. If this is not of interest to you, carry on, have a great day. But this week we are offering some really cool things to brand new Sangha members who join for a year. First, you get 2 months free. It's $27 a month. So you get 2 months free, it's $270 for the year. And you get all the things in the Sangha, which is a daily guided audio meditation, not a video, that you know, it can be 10 minutes, it could be 20 minutes, can be as long as you want or as short as you want. We explore a theme together every month, and I give a longer Dharma talk on it. You have access to the full archives of the Open Heart Project, all the classes that have ever been taught, all the videos that have ever been made. There's over 1,000 videos now. And if you join for a year this week, I'm going to send you an ebook, How to Do a Meditation Retreat at Home, and a t-shirt. We have Open Heart Project t-shirts. I wish I had one right here with me. They're very, very cool. You can specify the size you want. An autographed copy of my book, Start Here Now, and a one-to-one coaching session with me, a 21-minute session. I don't really work with people one-to-one. I very rarely do that. But if someone's going to commit to this practice for a year, which I really respect and appreciate, I really want to be able to touch base with you and get to know you a little bit and hear what you're encountering and offer my support as best I can. So if you sign up by March 7th, which I think is the rest of the week, or if you're listening to this on the day it's sent out, I'm going to send you all these cool things. And most of all, what I'm going to send you is my love, because I will be so, so happy to practice more deeply with you. Thank you.